Hi, this is the Ocean Matters podcast. On the topic of hydrothermal vents, something else came up in popularmechanics.com. Five hydrothermal vents have appeared in the dark heart of the ocean. So that was by Tim Newcomb. And since we've already had a topic on hydrothermal vents by none other than Bob Ballard or Bob Ballard. Let's go through this. By the title of the same name, five hydrothermal vents have appeared in the dark heart of the ocean. Scientists made a scorching discovery miles beneath the waves. Expect intense heat on the floor of the eastern tropical Pacific Oceans. Researchers have learned that a location responsible for over 75% of the world's volcanic activity is more active than even previously believed, as they recently discovered five new hydrothermal vents, each spewing fluids hotter than 570 degrees Fahrenheit. The team, led by Jill McDermott, from Lehigh University, dipped 1.6 miles deep into the eastern Pacific Ocean using both an autonomous underwater vehicle named Sentry and the human-occupied submersible Alvin, both operated by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution's National Deep Submergence Facility. The devices were used to track one of the most active thermal locations known at the East Pacific Rise near 10 degrees north latitude. It is dotted with thousands of deep sea hot springs like these, which altogether extract 10% of the Earth's total internal heat. Thibaut Barev, co-lead scientist on the expedition, said in a statement, "We want to increase our understanding of how hydrothermal vents release heat and chemicals as they flow through the seafloor and affect the global ocean." The find of these hotter than hot vents came as a result of a collaboration between humans and a robot. Each night, the crew sent the robot Sentry to scan high-resolution maps with its sensors. When the robot was retrieved in the morning, the researchers planned how to use the human-occupied Alvin to better investigate locations that could prove valuable. The high-resolution maps from Sentry allow us to spot likely new hydrothermal fields soon after Sentry comes back on deck. McDermott said in a statement, "This gives us great targets for Alvin and the opportunity to make multiple discoveries in a single dive." The East Pacific Rise, part of the globe-spanning Mid-Ocean Ridge volcanic mountain chain, has two tectonic plates splitting apart at over 4 inches per year, making it a prime research location. But getting Alvin there was a key piece of the equation. Alvin has proven critical in discovering hydrothermal vents since it first started exploring an oceanic spreading ridge north of the Galapagos Islands in 1977. With chemical-rich venting helping to supply energy to animal life and create a diverse ecosystem in the waters around the vents, the researchers say that understanding more about these underwater vents can give researchers key tools to use in searching for potential life-supporting environments throughout the universe. Daniel Fornari, a co-lead scientist on the expedition from the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, said the Sentry mapping provides important details of lava flows that erupt in the deep ocean. That allows them to target ideal locations for collecting rock samples. These new perspectives and the analysis of rock samples will let us figure out how quickly the lava erupted, how far it travels, and the impacts deep-sea lava eruptions have on hydrothermal venting, he said in a statement. This wasn't the last time Sentry and Alvin will team up to explore the East Pacific Rise, a follow-up expedition aims to discover more distinct geophysical, chemical, and biological processes. It just may show even more hydrothermal venting from one of Earth's most intense volcanic locations. Oh, there you have it. Here's a few words on Tim Newcombe, who authored this article in popularmechanics.com. Tim Newcombe is a journalist based in the Pacific Northwest. He covers stadiums, sneakers, gear, infrastructure, and more for a variety of publications, including Popular Mechanics. His favorite interviews have included sit-downs with Roger Federer in Switzerland, Kobe Bryant in Los Angeles, and Tinker Hatfield in Portland. Yeah. And now hydrothermal vents. There you go. Well, that was a nice little article. I hope you enjoyed it. And until the next one, thank you very much for listening. This was the Ocean Matters Podcast.